Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, cattle rebounded after being oversold into the cattle on feed report. The market was overdone to the downside, resulting in the general pattern of moving in the opposite direction of what the report would indicate. Gains were not very impressive as the market continues to deal with the strong potential of lower cash again this week. Sure, futures are holding a discount to cash, but that might be warranted. Show lists are higher this week, which provides packers the ability to bid lower, as they certainly are not short bought on cattle. Hogs extended the gains of last week, with June closing above the 50% retracement level. This could continue to provide technical strength to the market, as the next level of chart resistance is about $3 higher. That will need to be supported by cash, which floundered yesterday, closing $6.72 lower on the National Direct Afternoon Report. Cutouts have been very strong, but showed slight weakness yesterday, 6 cents lower. July Kansas City wheat's trading up about 9.5 cents early today. July Chicago wheat's up 11 cents, and September Minneapolis wheat's up 17.5. Late yesterday, USDA said 28% of the winter wheat crop was rated good to excellent. That is up 1 percentage point from last week, but still the lowest such rating since the drought of 1989. The biggest rating increases showed up in Oregon and South Dakota, but didn't change the fact that the lowest ratings run from Montana to Texas, where most of the winter wheat production is. July corn's down 1.25 cents early today, a quiet start, with prices continuing to hold above minor support at $7.68. That's the 50-day average. While it is impressive, corn prices held together well last week in the face of bearish volatility from outside markets. It's also fair to say July corn appears to be in no rush to trade above $8. July soybeans are 5.5 cents higher here today, staying well supported and near its highest prices of the year. We'll check the futures in a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. Hillary Communications, providing ultra-fast broadband, digital cable, and telephone service to thousands of customers across Oklahoma, Texas, and Iowa. To learn more, go to hillcom.net.
June live cattle up $1.20, $132.77. August up $1.42, $132.97. August feeder cattle up $1.70, $165.62. September up $1.30, $168.30. June hogs up $1.50, $110.37. Kansas City wheat, July is up 23¾, $12.76.5. September is up 23¾, $12.80.5. Chicago wheat, July up 21¼, $11.90. September is up 23 cents, $11.97.5. July corn's up 7½, $7.86¼. September is up 7¾, $7.54¾. July soybeans down 18¼, $16.87. August down 13 cents, $16.28¾.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.